Matter of fact, I'm here at Michael's house in California, where just moments ago I finished interviewing him live. No doubt he is the biggest superstar in the world, and without a doubt, I believe talking to Michael Jackson has been really one of the most unforgettable experiences for me. But there have also been a lot of other moments with other famous guests like Tom Cruise and Elizabeth Taylor, who was also here tonight, Bill Cosby and Cher and lots of others. And so ahead this hour, I'm going to be tripping down memory lane, looking at some of those old interviews that we've done and giving you the inside details, because I always think about this. What is the person really thinking when they're talking to the celebrities? Well, I'm going to be telling you that today. But first, I just wanted to just talk about this being one of the most memorable interviews. Before this show started, I did something that I have never done before. I sat down and actually wrote down questions because I wasn't really sure that I would be able to get everything in and remember everything, because normally on the Oprah Winfrey Show, I just sort of freeform the questions. But there were so many things specifically that I knew people wanted to talk to Michael about. And I have to tell you, I was a little nervous, because going live around the world in over 50 countries made my knees shake. For the first time in my whole life, as I was standing out doing the introduction, I actually felt my knee shaking. So as I was talking, I was saying, oh my heavens, inside, my knee is shaking. So after I calmed myself a little bit, I realized that this was really just another interview, although it was an interview with one of the biggest people, superstars in the world. It was, I have to say, surprising. I knew that there were a lot of questions I had to ask Michael that all of you have been telling me you wanted the answers to. A lot of rumors that needed to be cleared up, all of those tabloid stories about him. I was frankly surprised that he was as candid as he was. We had a lot of tape packages, and we were prepared that if he did not answer the questions, that we could maybe go to tape and fill some time. We weren't prepared for the alarm to go off, however, in the middle of the interview. There were so many lights on in the house that one of the smoke detectors went off. But I never am trying to interview anybody with the intention of embarrassing them or causing them any kind of discomfort. Knowing, however, that Michael Jackson was doing this interview because he wanted to, for the first time, allow people to get to know who he was, I knew there were certain questions that had to be answered. And I was surprised that he was as candid as he was. I really was moved by him. Debbie DeMayo's standing by asking questions of me, so that's why I'll be telling you as she's asking me. Go ahead, Debbie.
You want to know what you did right before the interview?
What did I do right before the interview? We had a prayer. I mean, it's no mistake to anybody that I'm pretty spiritual myself, and I believe that there's, as I asked Michael, that's why I asked him the question tonight, if he believed in a power greater than himself. And so before the show, went on live around the world 15 minutes before the show, I got on the walkie-talkie and said to all the crew members and went in the house and said, we're going to have just a few moments of silence to center ourselves so that everything that is done here tonight will be done with the highest amount of good. So we were thinking that most people, I guess, don't do that. It was a little unorthodox, but everybody seemed to appreciate it. And I think the angels were with us, except for the fire alarm. Actually, when the fire alarm went off in the house, I was thinking earlier today that there's been so much attention given to this interview that I was doing here tonight that it would be unfortunate if somebody like tried to rig something or rig the satellite or do something to cause, you know, some damage. So when the alarm went off, I thought, oh my goodness, somebody's parachuted down into the house and the alarm's gone off. But it wasn't that at all. It was just too many lights in the house, which caused the smoke detector to go off. Michael was so calm. My knees were shaking before. Michael was so calm that I decided, if he's calm and he's the one that's got to answer the questions, there's no reason for me to be having my knees shaking. For the first time, too, in an interview, I had them place some water right next to me just before I went on, because all of a sudden, I had dry mouth. I thought, oh my goodness, I never get this. But after the first segment, after we got through that whole interview about his childhood and so forth, I realized when I asked him if you were nervous, and I looked him in the eye, and he was definitely not nervous. So I was getting nervous because I thought he was going to be nervous. When I realized he wasn't nervous, I said, forget it. Or get it. It was really one of the great experiences in terms of interviewing in my career.